Of course, you don't have to be a saint to try to do the right thing. And as Enron, WorldCom, Adelphi, and other corporate scandals have come to light, people have struggled to understand how such massive wrongdoing could be hidden so well inside a modern corporation. Earlier this week, lawmakers got some insight into this question from employees of the rehabilitation hospital chain HealthSouth. Prosecutors say that fraud was rampant within the company, but as NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports, for some employees, blowing the whistle was a challenge.
39-year-old Diana Henze looked calm.
Prosecutors say that fraud was rampant within the company, but as NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports, for some employees, blowing the whistle was a challenge.
Dressed neatly in a black pants suit, her blonde hair combed back, only her right leg betrayed her nervousness. It jiggled as she faced the House Energy and Commerce Committee this week. It was 1998 when Henze, then Vice President of Finance, first noticed that HealthSouth's earnings numbers were prone to jump up dramatically towards the end of a quarter.
The amount and timing of those changes seemed odd to me, so I approached my supervisor, Ken Lizzie, who was the assistant controller.
When Henze first confronted her boss, he made up a plausible explanation for the changes. A year later, she confronted him a second time. This time he admitted the accounting was awry. Soon after, Henze was summoned by the company's controller, Bill Owens.
I told Bill that I believed whatever was going on to be fraudulent and I would not participate in it and wanted no part of it. I also asked him to stop whatever it was they were doing and told him that I was going to keep an eye on it.
Henze had stumbled on the scheme by which top executives at HealthSouth were cooking the books. At the end of each quarter, they would compare HealthSouth's actual earnings to the earnings that Wall Street was expecting them to make. They would then find ways to make their earnings look as large as what Wall Street expected. Over 20 years, HealthSouth reported $2 billion of profits it didn't make. The men Henze complained to, Ken Livesey and Bill Owens, were part of the scheme. They're among the 15 HealthSouth executives who've pled guilty to fraud this year. Of course, Henze didn't know that then, and 6 months later, after HealthSouth had reported two more false sets of earnings, she made one more fruitless attempt to complain to Ken Livesey.
I told him I was going to report these suspicions to our compliance department because I suspected that fraud was being committed within the accounting department. Ken said to do what I needed to do.
It was a brave move. Henze told the committee she didn't think she could be fired for filing a formal complaint about the practices of her department, but she was afraid for her husband's job. He worked for the University of Alabama. HealthSouth's founder and CEO, Richard Scrushy, had given a lot of money to the school and had a lot of influence there. At the compliance department, Henze's complaint was taken by a young woman named Kelly Collison. Collison told the committee she turned the matter over to her supervisor. She said there was nothing she could do to help Henze blow the whistle.
Because of the way HealthSouth was structured, a complaint such as Diana's had to go up the chain of command to be properly investigated.
The executives who've pled guilty say that the man at the top of that chain of command was directing the fraud. Richard Scrushy denies it. The Securities and Exchange Commission has filed civil charges against him, but no criminal charges have been filed. There were additional routes Henze could have tried. She could have gone to the board, to the external auditors, or to the SEC. As it was, she accepted a transfer from her job. It would be 3.5 more years before HealthSouth's chief financial officer, who was part of the scheme, would successfully blow the whistle and halt the fraud. In the end, Henze failed because HealthSouth was like many other modern companies. Power flowed from the top, dissent was discouraged, and when people did speak up, they were squashed until they fell silent or left. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.